From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. A death in Sacramento County that was thought to be unrelated to the recent fentanyl overdoses has now, in fact, been confirmed as the latest from counterfeit tablets that have been showing up in the area. Special Agent in Charge John Martin from the Drug Enforcement Administration's San Francisco field office is on the phone. He's going to talk with us about what's become a public health threat. Mr. Martin, glad to have you with us on Insight.
Good morning, Beth, and thanks for having me.
So what's the scope of the case now and this latest information?
Well, Beth, so far there has been 52 overdoses, and 12 of those have resulted in death. The last two deaths were reported recently and were a result that we found out through toxicology reports that those deaths were a result of the of fentanyl.
It is. Important then to say this is not a new case that the number has that has been added.
Correct. We believe these were from a few weeks back and around the same time as the other overdose deaths.
Are there any additional pending toxicology results?
You know, Beth, that I would have to refer you to the Sacramento County Department of Health and Human Services on that one.
All right. Your office does oversee this case in general, though. How's the situation here comparing with what's happening in these isolated cases across the country?
Sure, Beth. What it shows us is, throughout the country for the last few years, we've had just almost an opioid epidemic. And fentanyl is probably the most powerful opioid that we have out there. So as we've seen on the East Coast and in the Midwest over the last year, there's been a rash of fentanyl overdoses, and mainly attributed to powdered fentanyl, fentanyl that's mixed with heroin, powdered heroin, or in some cases a product that's being sold as powdered heroin, and it's actually just fentanyl with different cuts or fillers in it. Here in the Sacramento region, what we've seen is the counterfeit pills or painkillers for like hydrocodone or oxycodone, and that's what we've seen here in Northern California.
These are lookalikes. In fact, we've posted a photo that I believe, John, your office has released, and this is an actual seized counterfeit tablet. It's virtually impossible to know just by looking at it that this isn't something from a pharmacy or that a doctor prescribed.
That's right, Beth. And that's, these counterfeit pills can be very well made. The pill presses and the dyes can be made to look exactly like the original pill. Sometimes there might be a slight variation, but to the normal person, the citizen out there, they wouldn't know.
And let's talk about this. Apparently, in previous years, a Mexican cartel was linked to fentanyl being pressed into pill form, and now the market seems to have expanded. There are stories about China being involved. Sometimes the powder is shipped directly. Sometimes it's pressed. Sometimes the presses themselves have come to North America to drug labs. Is the situation just exploding?
Well, Beth, I think it's a supply and demand. I mean, we have these transnational criminal organizations, Mexico-based drug trafficking organizations that are in it for profit, and they see that a lot of Americans are addicted to opioid drugs like hydrocodone, oxycodone. They also, we have just in the past year a figure 4 out of 5 recent heroin users became addicted to heroin or tried heroin because they were addicted to opioid painkillers. So the organized crime sees this, and so they see bringing fentanyl, which is a highly powerful and potent opioid, if they bring it into the market here, they can make more profit.
Is there any way to know then a source or a pathway for anything that's happening in the Sacramento area?
Well, I can't talk specifically about the investigation that we're working on now, but I can tell you that DEA investigations, reveal that there's different pathways. To a large extent, fentanyl is being made in China and it is being shipped to Mexico-based drug cartels. There, the white powder can either be pressed into pills and brought up through the southwest border, either through California or one of the ports of entries in Arizona and so forth, and brought up into the United States and then distributed through the normal distribution routes. So, and then it also could be pressed into tablets here in California. There, pill presses can be purchased from overseas, and they can be brought into the United States, and people can be making counterfeit tablets right here.
So, how big is a pill press? Is this a desktop machine, or is this a huge machine that's going to come in a big carton and take up part of a room?
No, it's but it can be on a table. So it can be there's obviously various sizes, but it would take up part of a table.
I read in a New York Times article that there was a quarter ton pill press, and it was shipped in a box labeled as hole puncher. And it was actually this press. It's important for people to know that we are talking about a grade of fentanyl that is not pharmaceutical. It is not going to come through a doctor. It's not going to come through a pharmacy. It would be on the street or handed to you by maybe a friend or an associate, right?
Correct, Beth. And so what we've seen in the past is the diversion of legal drugs. So the fentanyl people, the listeners might be familiar with fentanyl patches or fentanyl in a lollipop form. And those are used to treat chronic pain. Fentanyl that's that you would get in the hospital, maybe you're a cancer patient, to treat severe pain. So what we're seeing now is fentanyl that's being clandestinely produced overseas, being shipped here or south of us or north of us into Mexico, let's say, and brought up. And this is very potent stuff. So if I can give an example, just to put it a visual to the listeners on the radio, if you take one sugar packet that you would get at a coffee shop or in a store, and you dump that on the table, that's 1 gram. If you divide that by 1,000 equal parts, so each one of those parts is a 1 milligram. Now you divide that 1 milligram into 4 equal parts. So now you have a quarter milligram. That quarter milligram of fentanyl is enough to be lethal. Could be. So that's how powerful this stuff is.
Wow. And what's it selling for on the street?
Well, the pills that we see, when people were buying, or people still do, when they buy illicit painkillers on, or prescription painkillers illicitly on the street, it can depend on what type of pill they're buying. So the normal rule of thumb was $1 for 1 milligram if you were going to buy a hydrocodone or an oxycodone 30-milligram tablet. There's other types of hydrocodone that might have less product in it, might be have also acetaminophen. Those, the pills that we think were being sold in the Sacramento area, about $3 to $5 a pill. But to show you the profit that can be made, an organized crime outfit, a drug trafficking organization, could buy a kilo of fentanyl that's made overseas for about $3,300 wholesale.
Mm.
That can generate over $1 million in revenue once it's brought up through the through into the United States and then pressed into pills or mixed in with regular white heroin or so forth. So the profit margin is huge.
You're listening to DEA Special Agent in Charge John Martin. He is from the San Francisco Field Division and oversees some of the investigation in the recent fentanyl overdose and death cases in the Sacramento area. Let's talk about unused pills or possible counterfeit pills that people might have. There's a lot of fear. And if there's any question, what does someone do with this stuff?
Well, absolutely, Beth. One thing that everyone can do is, and not that they have to wait for April 30th, but April 30th is DEA's 11th National Take Back Day. And this is an important time that we can, dispose of any unwanted or any, pills that are in people's medicine cabinets. So they prevent pill theft and diversion and abuse from pills that are actually in their own homes. So any unwanted, unneeded, expired medications can be properly disposed of at different sites throughout the state of California and throughout Sacramento on National Take Back Day, which is Saturday, April 30th.
Does that include taking them back to the pharmacy that we might regularly use?
You know, that for this one, no, this would be, there would be designated sites that would be on our website,
okay,
at DEA.gov that your listeners could go to and find out where those sites are. And then the local police departments and sheriff departments would have information on that also.
Are you getting tips from the public, any anonymous help?
So we are, and I would like to, any of your listeners out there that might have information, we do have a tip line. It is 530-722-7577, and that's important if people think they have information that might help us, you know, with our investigation into the counterfeit pills that we've seen in the Sacramento region these last few weeks. It'd be important for them to call in, definitely.
And one very important concern, I know this is a little bit out of your area, but people who have overdosed on fentanyl and are recovering, what's the survival picture? Do people fully recover from an overdose?
Sure. I mean, fentanyl is very powerful, and it can shut down your systems very fast. But are you familiar with Narcan? Or naloxone? So, you know, people have been given naloxone and it's been a lifesaver. But with these fentanyl overdoses, it's sometimes taken 2, 3, 4 doses of naloxone to get people, to recover. So it is very powerful.
My understanding, though, is those interventions have to come within the first few minutes after taking the fentanyl.
Yeah.
And that's a very small window of time.
It is a small window of time, unfortunately, but it has saved lives. And it also helps with law enforcement that might unsuspecting come in contact with fentanyl, where law enforcement is out on the street and they come across a white powdery substance that they think is cocaine or white heroin, and they test it and open it, and it could be fentanyl, and they don't know about it, and they could accidentally get exposed. And then the naloxone, if they're carrying it, could help them also.
Okay. Do you feel this series of cases is winding down in some respect in this area?
Well, I don't want to say that. If we could put a positive to this, which is very hard because people have died and this is a very serious situation, but the fact that we don't have any information right now that there has been recent overdose deaths from these counterfeit pills, that is encouraging.
Thank you so much, Mr. Martin. I really appreciate the information and your time today.
Well, thanks for having me on Insight, Beth.
And we'll post that phone number and more information about DEA's April 30th Take Back Day on our website. And that is capradio.org/insight. That was DEA Special Agent in Charge, John Martin from San Francisco. Coming up, a PolitiFact scorecard on Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders.
If I were to tell you I'm angry, I have a small doubt you would survive.